The champ is here.
Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm
a
kill him with the first verse.
The
and I'm
a
bury him
here.
With the second.
Ha. The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, playing
the
scene.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boys, play to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters, and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
Hey, hey, great morning, everybody. Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever. Man, this show where we have that unscripted conversation. I want to get a mic check. Make sure everybody can hear me just perfectly fine. I'm not hearing myself right now, so I got to make sure that everybody else can hear me. Give me a thumbs up, guys, if you can hear me. If you can't, then we are definitely not live. Hold on. Let me check something here. Awesome. Guys, dial in. Tune in, dial in live, guys, if you want to say happy birthday to Coach Pam. She is on her way out here. Let me check this sound, because if the sound's not right, she's going to get me. Okay, you guys can hear me, I know. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to move it over to the microphone. So that she can actually talk as well. Let's do this. Let's come back in. There we go. All right, all right, all right. That's the sound. That is the sound that I was looking for. Everybody, welcome to The Grind, man. Thank you for tuning in live right here on The Realest Show Ever, the show where we have that unscripted conversation every single Tuesday and Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We are live. We are live. Remember, dial in. Dial in to wish Pam McCray a happy birthday this morning. The number for dial in, I put it in the chat, but the number also, ladies and gentlemen, and Blog Talk Radio Land is 646-668-2564. Again, 646-668-2564. Dial in live, guys. And once you dial in, hit the number one. That'll tell me that you just don't want to listen to the show. You actually want to participate and wish Coach Pam a happy birthday as well. And you know, you'll have the opportunity to say something nice about her, you know, as well. So dial in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show this morning. We're going to talk about something amazing. We're going to play a song here in a second, give you guys a chance to go ahead and stack the lines up. so that we can tell Pam happy birthday this morning. Guys, we want to do a big fashion. Guys, today is, of course, Mimosa Thursday. We got the mimosas geared up. Tell you guys an interesting story, but, you know, we're ready to get this thing popping this morning. We know that at some point in time throughout this broadcast, some gap, at some point in time, even if it's just one gap this morning, one gap will be bridged by something that we say because we were obedient to actually jump on and share what God is actually sharing for us, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to play something else real quick here. Hold on one sec. Because I put this song in it for her. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
The champ is here.
Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm a killer with the first verse. And I'm a bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain.
Yeah, the old saying by our parents was, you can't have anything for kids.
All right.
They would say, you can't have nothing for kids.
That's,
right?
That's how they pay us back for us making them wash those dishes.
Absolutely.
They break them all up.
You know, kids, they get mad because, you know, you tell them to wash the dishes. You know, it's not enough that you feed them, you clothe them, you give
right.
them shelter,
right.
you know, water. You give them all the necessities of life
stuff.
And then some. You know, then they take the life that they have, guys, for granted. So they get mad when you ask them to wash the dishes. So they go in, throw them around. So because of that, guys, we have mimosa glasses. I think we have one in there.
I thought
there.
We had like two left, but
two.
They must have, within the last couple of days, mm-hmm. broke them up.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, it is what it is. I guess we need to go get some more.
Remember, guys, dial in, so you can be live on the ground. We want to wish Pam McCray a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Morning.
I want to say thank you to everybody. I know that I'm getting all these text messages. And I'm hearing all these chimes. I woke up and, you know, I didn't wake up like Nate did. Nate woke up on his 50th birthday with an attitude.
I did.
I woke up feeling absolutely amazing. You know, I had
the day is young.
I had a slight little headache, and I'm like, I rebuke this in the name of Jesus, right? but I tell you, as soon as I lifted my head off that pillow, I was good. And I said, thank you, Lord, for another day, for another year. Giving him all of the glory as I do every single day.
No, let me hold on. Back up. You know, this is the realest show ever.
Right.
The realest show ever.
Well, okay.
Now, she woke up with a little headache this morning.
Did you not listen?
I didn't hear you.
See, his 50s have kicked in for real. Did I not
I need to get my chocolate.
A headache?
Did she say that?
I thought
he said I woke up with my head sit off the pillow when I was good.
Right, so he said.
Guess what happened? She said, I got a little headache. I know what I told her. I said, you 50, shake that crap off. Let's
right,
go.
And I did. I absolutely did. But I did. I woke up. And as soon as I lifted my head and I got up out of that bed and I took control, I was feeling absolutely amazing. And again, just giving God all the glory for all that he has done in my life, all that he has done in my life, all that he continues to do. And for real, you know, just woke up saying, you know what? And the first thing is funny because, you know, I always get up, right? We get up and we do our personal development, our spiritual development, whatever, and so today, you know, the first message that I got and I listened to Bishop Jakes says, don't give up. You are about to get it right. So, girl, you 50, and you know what? Don't give up. Keep on going, because this is your season to make sure that you get every single thing right. And so I received that message knowing that the best is yet to come, and I decrease in my life so that he can increase in my life. And now I can move even more on purpose, in his purpose, doing what I was called to do. You see, it's something about when you start to get a little older, to where I tell you, the wisdom that God gives you, it just increases every single day, to where you understand that for real, life is not about you. And when you really begin to understand, and you begin to really sit down and to study the word of God, which is where God has put me in a place over the last, for real, couple of months, all right? Yes, I'm being real, all right? Because a lot of times we don't understand the things that our parents are instilling into us,
right,
until we get older, until we have children looking at us. And now we understand that the values, the things that we instill in them, and how we live, and the things, the example that we set for them, is so much that more important, because it is going to carry forward in life. So that is the place that I am in on today. Just forever grateful, forever thankful for all that he's done in my life. I'm thankful for every challenge, every mistake. I'm thankful for that his mercy and his grace is fresh and new every single day. And today is another day for me to get it right, another year for me to get it right and to move on purpose in his purpose. So I give him all the glory. Absolutely. And I'm thankful for my mom. May she rest in peace, as I know she is shining down on her beautiful queen. Just smiling, because you know what? I became that butterfly that she always believed that I was, even when I was not even believing in myself. And for my dad, I give God all the glory for every breath that he breathes every single day, and my family and my friends and everybody that I love out there in this world. So, yes.
You go,
thank
girl.
You, baby.
You
I
go,
love
girl.
You. Thank you so much. Because without this man right here and my children, I don't know where I would be. And so I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for all that you give. Thank you for believing in me before I ever believed in myself. Thank you for continuing to push me into my greatness, because God will give you exactly what you need in life. And I know that when he blessed me with you, that you were absolutely exactly what I needed. And I love you from the bottom of my heart.
All right.
Can't wait to see what he got next for us.
Yes.
In life. Yes.
The second half, baby. We call this the second half.
Yes.
You know, and it's ironic. The show today is called Straighten Up. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But, you know, the things you hear Pam saying, man, are the things that you have to tell yourself to straighten up. And we're going to talk about exactly what that means. But there's a lot to say today. And I want to tell you guys, give you guys one quick tip, okay? Always remember in life that there are going to be people that are for you no matter what. And there are going to be people that your life is going to impact. It's not as much about what you say as opposed to what you do.
Right.
Right. So what do you do every day that puts you above reproach? What do you do every day that when people look at you and they see you, they think great things. They think good things. They think good thoughts. You know, what is it that you're doing? Not what you're saying, but what are you doing? Right. So being above reproach means, it doesn't mean that you're perfect, but it means that nobody can come back and say anything about you that somebody would actually believe, right? So you're above that type of reproach, not because you said you were a good person, not because you said you were blessed and highly favored, right? Not because you said that you were, you know, unstoppable, not because you said that you were created for greatness, but because you actually believe it,
right?
And you actually put forth the action, the effort to show the world that the things that you say, you actually walk, you talk it, you are those things. So, guys, be
you
above reproach. That you live,
you live it,
man.
It's
live
your life.
The life.
It's, for
it's
real.
Your life.
It's our lifestyle. It's your
life. Lifestyle. And your lifestyle touches every aspect of what you do.
Absolutely.
In life. So we're gonna play a quick song, and then we're gonna let the birthday girl come back and say some
y'all
more.
Y'all want me to sing?
We're gonna let y'all share this out, guys.
Some of you guys have actually
tuned in and you've dialed into to the grind, guys. 646-668-2564. Dial in, give you guys some time to to say something great about Coach Pam. I see somebody has their hands raised already. Dial in, then hit the number one, all right? And we're going to let you guys actually speak live on the grind with Coach Pam, okay? So, guys, we're going to play some music. Guys, loosen up a little bit, okay? Life is about living a little bit. You know, there's a fine line for everything, man, but loosen up. Live your life. Guys, don't live your life in hindsight, right? Live your life in foresight, all right? And move forward. Have fun, guys, and create a lifestyle that you love, not that someone else loves, guys. So I want to play this song this morning, guys. I love it. We got to play a little bit of Usher today, all right? If I can get it to come on.
Usher. Yeah, man. Perfect, baby. How you work it, baby? Yeah. I love the way that you be poking it out. Girl, give me something to feel on. So please, baby, we gon' be twerking it out in the night.
Thank you.
guys for chiming in, man. You are live on the grind this morning. I know y'all didn't just tune in just to hear me sing to Pam, but guess what? Today is her 50th birthday, you know, and she is definitely worthy of the honor. She's worthy, guys, to be recognized. You know, I remember 30 years ago actually meeting this young lady and knowing right away that this was going to be my wife. I never believed in love at first sight, but I believed in attraction at first sight. I believe in frequency. I believe that God gravitates two people towards each other. And if they're resonating on the same frequency, there's a connection that's made. And through the conversation, through the things that are done, there's a love that's created, right, for you guys to actually build, take and build. It's not a perfect love at first, guys. Your challenge is to build that love every single day. So, man, let's jump into this thing, man, because today's Pam's birthday. But before we do, I want to go ahead and hear from some people that are tuned in, actually dialed in, actually live. Man, I see you guys. Thank you for the great comments. Man, I see you.
Thank you for
I see
all
you.
Of the birthday wishes.
I see you. Miss Sonya Lewis Atchison, I see you. Mr. Jay Atchison, I see you. Miss Tammy Price, hey, what's going on?
Thank
I see you,
you
out there. I see you out there, Mr. Bobby McCormick. What's going on? Saying happy birthday. I see you out there. Guys throwing up the hearts. Miss Sabrina Darling, we see you out there. Miss Jamise Michelle Scott.
I see my niece, Kimi.
We see Kimi out there. We see, we see you.
Thank
happy birthday,
you, beautiful,
she says. Man, so thank you guys for all of the birthday
thank
wishes
you,
out there. If I missed anybody, guys, charge it to my head, not my heart. I most definitely miss Sheila Blanchard. We see you out there, young lady. Thank
yes,
you for
thank
the happy
you.
Birthday.
Yes, thank you.
Outstanding,
thank
outstanding.
You.
Who else? Miss, who else do we have out there? I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. Miss Troya Copeland, we see you out there. Miss Bless Simmons, Tawana Simmons, we see you. Happy birthday, Coach Pam, she says.
Thank you.
We see you guys out there. Miss Princess Tavarius, we see you guys. Miss Rachel P. Joseph, Miss Sean Jackson Hughes, we see you guys. Guys, we got some people that actually, you know, everything we do, man, they follow us and they're always on. And, you know, I just, you know, brought up some of the people that actually are on. They support us, guys. And you know, they're Johnny on the spot with everything. And we love you guys, man. We love you guys,
we love you.
You know, unconditionally. You guys love us and we love you back. You know, God, Jesus calls us to give the agape love, right? The love that transcends everything. It's unconditional. You know, you have to love everybody. That's the command, right? So we love everybody. But there's some people that are down for us that are ride or die, some people that are always on. And, you know, I've named a lot of those people
right
now, you know, that love us. And we love you guys back. So thank you so much, guys. So I want to go to the lines and I want to see we got a couple of hands raised here. I'm going to go to the 309 zip code this morning. I don't know who this is and I don't know what they're going to say, but this is the realest show ever. So we want to give you guys the opportunity to be live on the grind. So 309, area code 309, you are on live on the grind.
That would be me, Miss Sean Jackson Hughes. Just want to say happy birthday to Pam Fabulous 50. I wish you all that you are and all that you can be. 50 sure looks good on you. Keep doing what you do. Love you.
Wow, love you too, Sean. Thank you so much. You know, I tell you, it just makes my heart smile hearing your voice, knowing that you've grown to be the beautiful butterfly that you were already created to be. So thank you for coming on and just wishing me happy birthday. Love you from the bottom of my heart and, you know, can't wait for us to talk to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
You've been riding with us for a very, very, very long time, and we definitely don't take that lightly or for granted. So thank you, beautiful.
You're so welcome.
Right.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
So we're gonna flip over, guys, and go down to right here. That's right here.
Where?
To the 770. To the 770.
That's like Atlanta.
That's like that may be down in the A somewhere, but we'll let them tell us. 770 down here. You are live on the ground with birthday girl Pam McCray.
Happy birthday. The 770 is none other than Sonya Atchison. Yes, but I am so grateful that God has actually allowed our path to cross, and you are everything that I've ever looked for and the type of friendship that we have, which is non-commission based. And, you know, you have a pure, pure heart, genuine. I love what you and your husband have together as husband and wife. Jay and I connected with you guys from afar before you even knew who we were. And so I pray today that God bless you with everything your heart desires. I know you're going to have an amazing birthday. Welcome to Club 50. I love you genuinely from the bottom of my heart. And you know what? I'm just to have you in my life. I respect you as my friend, my coach, and my sister. Love you, sis. Have an amazing day.
Wow, sis. You know, you about really brought tears to my eyes. And you don't know how much that means to me, how much we love both you and Jay from the bottom of my heart. You know, genuine relationships are so hard to come by in life. And when you can find people that you connect with, that you can vibe with, that you have the same beliefs with and the same values with, I tell you, there's nothing that more beautiful than that. And so on this day and every day, I just want both you and Jay to know that both Nate and I, we love you from the bottom of our hearts. So glad that God connected us on this path, on this journey, knowing that he's going to do so much in our lives together. You know how, you know, I can see us as those couples sitting on the beaches of the world, just enjoying life and celebrating. And that's such a rarity in this world. And so I celebrate you today, sis, and just thankful for all that God is doing in the bulk of your lives, knowing that as we lift each other up, that we for real are unstoppable together. And so thank you, my beautiful sister. Love you all the way from the ACL. Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, Sonya. That was so very sweet of you. You know, guys, and we love the fact that, you know, when you love people, you know, you've got that agape love that you have to love everybody in the world, no matter who they are. But, you know, all in all, man, we talk about initially is the attraction, right? There's the frequency that's emitted. And the frequency goes out. And, guys, switching the frequency is as easy as turning a dial, just like you tune into the show. So you have to, the way you keep your frequency steady is your character, your integrity, everything else remains the same. And you resonate a frequency that attracts other people. And as that frequency attracts other people, guys, you develop a genuine love for that person. And as you develop that love, that frequency stays the same and you guys stay intact on that same frequency and that dial stays locked in. And you can move with a person as long as the dial stays locked in. So we love, you know, the fact that you guys are calling in and wishing Pam, you know, a happy
Thank
birthday.
You.
And we're going to keep these lines open. If there's anybody else that wants to dial in, I'll flip back, guys, and see who actually has their hand raised. If you dial in to the grind, 646-668-2564, or go to blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, and you guys can actually be able to hear the show live there as well on the web, right? So you can also dial in there, hit number one, or dial in, hit number one, and that'll show us that your hand is raised. So thank you guys for chiming in. But, man, it's very fitting. The topic that we have
straighten
today,
up.
Straighten up.
And I can tell you, all Nate said was the topic today is straighten up. So I have no idea what direction we're going in, but let's just see.
Yo, look, let me tell y'all something. This is
it.
The realest
this
show
is
ever.
For real,
you know what I'm saying?
Straighten up.
It's right. But you got here's the thing. If you're not led by God,
right?
Then who's leading you? Right. I want to be led by God. So here's one thing that I learned. And this is something that I learned. Pam and I both learned, actually. And even in the industry that we're in, guys, direct sales and network marketing, we learned that you got to punch fear in the face. And everybody hear that. You hear that all the time.
Right.
Punch fear in the face. But then people ask you, how in the heck do I punch fear in the face?
Right. How do you do it?
You know, and the only way you can punch fear in the face is by building those mental muscles, is by taking yourself out of your comfort zone, because fear resides in the comfort zone. And that's a whole nother show all in itself. But when you take yourself out of your comfort zone, you start to punch fear in the face. So I remember back in the day, man, you know, we would sit there and be scripted for everything. Everything is, you write it down.
I know,
you
know I was.
Type it up.
I
read
typed
it verbatim.
Up. Man, for real, I was scripted, typed up. How did I learn how to present the TLC, Total Life Changes Compensation Plan, and the whole presentation? I used to have, y'all know PowerPoint, right? Okay, well, on a Mac, it's called what? What is it called?
Keynote or something like that.
But let me tell you, I had pages, and I had the whole thing written out. And I got so good at memorizing that thing, I was saying the same thing at the same time, on the same beat, to the point where, and don't ask me to do that presentation, and I didn't have my laptop with me, because But then I memorized that thing so much to the point where I didn't need it no more, and I was saying the same thing at the same time. I was scripted, like, for real. I just, you know, that was how I learned it, because that was how I had to punch fear in the face in order to be able to do this thing. But I'm going to tell you, that thing was hilarious, and you would have never known I was reading. Never known. I got so good at it, for real.
Yeah. And each level,
right?
With each level, guys, you know, you have to stand, use that level of stability to stand on to reach to the next level. It's like a rock climber, right?
Right.
You know, you got the scripted thing. You got that down. You know that if you write this down, you can read. You get real good at reading, right? But then how do you actually ascend from that level? You have to use that foundation that you have. Okay, I got a little confidence. Now let me stand on top of that. And now let me go unscripted, right? When we started the show, you know, one of the things that was clearly relayed to me by God was make this an unscripted show. Okay, I don't want you writing anything out. I don't want you reading anything. No teleprompters. I know how they do it in radio. I know. But God said clearly, if you read everything verbatim, there's no room for me to give you what I need to give you midstream.
And no room for you to grow.
No room
for me. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love about my husband, and where I say we truly complement one another, because that stresses me. Because I'm a person of notes. I'm a paper person. I want some stuff written down. I may not have to write everything out, but I like bullet points. I like to know something. And sometimes my bullet points can come to pages, and they're like,
That's why I don't tell her what we're talking about in the morning, right?
She's like, I can't look at what is all this, right? But that's just how I am. But at the end of the day, you can't be free when you're so trying to look at stuff. And the crazy part about it is you got the stuff on the inside of you anyway. So therefore, what happens is that doubt will start to creep in to make you feel like you got to have all these doggone notes, everything written out. You already know what you're talking about. And so he stresses me to really just, you know, going forward and to just get up and to speak. Because at the end of the day, what's on the inside of you, when it's inside of you, it's going to come out. It's got to come out. All right? That's the reason why growth is so important, you know, and making sure that we're growing every single day. Because when you put it in, it will come out. And you just have to trust yourself and know that, you know, you got what it takes in order to present whatever it is that you're trying to say.
Well, everybody talks about personal development.
Right.
Personal development is not the key card that you use or the key that you use to unlock everything, guys. It's the application of the personal development.
Right.
You can read it, right? You can read it, you can listen to it. Things are just boom, you got it, and you're showing people the books that you're reading, and you know, you may be able to recite a couple of clever quotes here and there, you know, but at the end of the day, you're not really ingesting the development that you're getting, because the development that you get, that you put into your body, is for you to put in, okay? You hit that overflow level, guys, you overflow. It's like sowing and reaping, right? So you start to overflow, and it just comes out of you. You get this feeling of I got to get it out.
Right.
I got to get it out. And if you guys, those of you that have my book, you know, How I Survived Corporate America, you know, I talk about in that book, guys, about when to always have a book with you, some sort of, I don't care if it's a piece of paper folded up and a pen attached to it, right? But I talk about getting yourself a sexy book, right? A book that you look at and you want to write in, right? Telling you guys things that I did. You want to write in. Get yourself a sexy pen. When you look at that pen, you want to write, right? And keep that stuff around you. I don't care if you go to the toilet, Doesn't matter if you go, if you're sitting at the doctor. Doesn't matter if you're sitting washing dishes. Whatever you're doing, keep that somewhere close to you or your phone in the note mode so that you can type it. Because God started, when God starts to give me things, it's always at the inopportune moments. It's always at those moments when he's testing me, saying, okay, I just wonder if you're going to write this stuff down. I'm giving it to you, right? The other day, it's funny because Pam and I were talking about something that I get ready to kick off, guys. I mean, I can tell you guys exactly what it is. We're going to kick this thing off, and we were talking about it, and it's something that we put together, like, man, 4 years ago, right? And we wanted to do it, but there's been a lot of procrastination, and God is like, people need this. People need to hear it, so you got to give it to them. You got to give it to them, and I wasn't really being obedient. Pam wasn't being obedient, so now Pam, we started to talk about some things last night, and it came back up, right? And as soon as it came back up, now I'm in the kitchen and I'm washing some dishes. That's why I say washing dishes early. I'm washing some dishes. And Pam mentioned it. And right there, immediately, guys, God started to pour in things to me. I had to dry my hands, run to my desk, and start typing, right? And Pam came by. Pam said, "What are you typing so much?" Well, I said, "I just got it. I just put it all together." And Pam says, "You know what? Pam says, great. We work good together. I'm the activator."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you put it in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's about the partnership,
the
teamwork.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
I had to activate what was already there, and he went straight to work. Saying,
right.
Oh, look what God gave me.
That's it.
And I said, see, that teamwork for real makes the dream work. And you're so right, you know, when you talk about, you know, the knowledge that God gives us and or just the knowledge that we get in general. We have to do something with it. So it's not knowledge that's power. It's the applied knowledge. When we apply that knowledge into our life, that now we actually begin to get the results, and we are able to, you know, do the things that's necessary. Because it's not enough to sit up here and to grow and to learn and to read and to, you know, take notes. If you never apply it, what good is it? So
right.
You got to apply the knowledge that we have in life in order to now really become the success that we want to see in our lives, and to really have the results that we want to have in our life. And I think that's where sometimes, you know, many times we can mess up, because
right.
I know for a long time we can sit back and we can read all these books, right? We can go to all these classes, we can go to all these seminars and all this and that, but until we actually make a decision to apply the knowledge in our life, then it's not going to be powerful.
No, it's not powerful.
We got to apply it.
Keep words on paper until we apply it.
Faith without word is dead. So we
got
to now take some action in order to create some results.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that this show was really founded on. You know, it was what we really try to do every Tuesday and Thursday, guys, and now throughout the course of our lives, our lifestyle, is that we want to show people how they can unlock the power that God gave them, right? God gave each of us a power, so we have to figure out how to discover who God created us to be, in order for us to actually start working and moving in the power that he gave us, right? Some of us, our power has been subdued. We don't even know that it's there anymore, and we've tapped into somebody else or something else, you know, and we're rolling on that path, but it's not the path that we're supposed to be on. That's why Pam and I call ourselves discovery coaches, right? And we're going to put out a whole thing, man. This thing is, God is starting to put things into play. And I told Pam, I said, you know, when I turn 50, she didn't believe me. She was like, When I turned 50, there's a different set of juices that start to
There
pour.
Really is.
Yeah.
There really is. Although I didn't wake up like you with an attitude. I woke up with excitement. But
I woke up mad.
But I can tell you things.
Yeah, I woke up mad because I wanted to make a decision.
Did you get mad at the fact that you look at life, you really begin to look at life, and you begin to say, God, doggone it. Thank God for his grace and his mercy is fresh and new every day. But we all mess up. Right? And so you sit back and you look at life and you're like, okay, all right, I'm not really where I desire to be. And so you understand that the speed of implementation is for real, everything. Because you don't want to find, and we don't want to find ourselves, even though we've been able to accomplish some great things, listen, we still have messed up. And so you don't want to find yourself in the same position. So by the time you reach 60,
ooh,
for real, you want to be sitting back,
scratching your head, like
doing absolutely nothing in life except for being a blessing and living on the purpose that God has called us to live in, which is to now be a blessing in the lives of others, not having to sit up here and hustle and to do this and to do that. So you begin to look at life. and you begin to understand, my goodness, God has given you so many different opportunities. He's given you so many different avenues. He literally has smacked you upside the head, but sometimes you just don't listen because you're listening to all these voices that start to creep into your head, or you're listening to the person on the left, the person on the right, the naysayers, the negativity, or the doubt that begins to creep in, or that fear, and you never move. And I know there's many things in which God has shut down. Like in 2019, he was like, He said, listen here, sit down, my daughter. He said, I've been talking to you for 3 years, and you have not listened. At what time? So sometimes he got to take and got to put you in a complete standstill in order to get your attention. And so that's what he did for me in 2019, to understand that, you know what, you have not listened. And so, therefore, I got to now shake some things up in your life in order for you to realize that you cannot continue to move forward in this way. And now you got to stop and cease and desist those of what you're not doing in order to now activate the things that I told you to do. Because at the end of the day, until we listen for real to the voice of the Holy Spirit within and begin to move and to act on the purpose that God has given each and every one of us individually in life, then I can tell you that the blessings of God will not fall down upon us like they were called to fall down upon us. So we gotta listen. So that's where I've been. And so when you reach 50, for real, and then
a different set of juices,
a different set of juices begin to kick in. You begin to for real look at life, and you begin to understand that I got to do something different. Because
it could be 40 for you.
It could be 40. Don't wait until you're 50. But I'm going to tell you something about when you're 50. It's time out. It's time out for the nonsense.
Straighten up.
For real. So, yeah, absolutely. So, hopefully, you know, there's people out there watching this that you won't wait until you reach 50 in order to get this. Instead, you'll get this in your 20s. You'll get this in your 30s. You'll get this in your 40s to understand that, you know what? I got to do something different.
I got to straighten up. We're going to show you guys how to straighten up. Because what Pam is saying is deadly truth. Because I say deadly truth because if you don't listen to that truth, then it means the demise of who you were created to be.
Right.
Right? So asking yourself, once you hit whatever age you are, you know, you could be getting ready to hit 25. I don't care. It's when you get mad enough to make a decision. Right? M-A-D. Make a decision. I woke up at 50 mad. I'm mad. Because I came out of my bedroom. In my mind, guys, I woke up with my eyes open. I didn't have a headache like Pam, but I was mad. I was like, Nate, and it's like I had a conversation with God. It was like, I've given you so many things to implement. I've given you so many ideas, so much, and you haven't done what you're supposed to do with it yet. And you have to, my son, not allow anyone or anything to stop you from moving forward.
Right.
Right. And at that point, I got mad enough to make a decision to start doing some things. And some of you right now, guys, we're empowered to empower you right now to say you are enough with what you have right now, with who you are right now. It's enough to get started.
Absolutely.
Right. It's like my beard right now. Right. So and this is the realest show ever. Right. So I remember when I first grew my beard. It was a garbage mess,
right?
And you try different things. I had a lot of holes in it, but I started. I cut my beard, guys, and I cut it in a style. I said, okay, I don't like that style, but now I'm letting it grow back up in the a little higher, and it's a process. I could go in and I could say, you know what? Let me cut that off because when I leave out of here, I want people to see, you know, that well manicured. You know, that kind of like sharp and pristine. No, I'm wise enough to understand that in everything that we do, guys, there is a valley season.
Yes.
Right? Ooh. Every diamond was buried before into the ground under pressure before it came out a diamond. But what happens is we get so impatient. And the reason we get impatient is because we're not doing what we do for ourselves so that when we get it, we got it. We're doing what we do for other people.
Right.
Right? We're doing it for if you look for your reward from man, you get your reward from man. Right?
But that's not where our reward is supposed to come from.
That's not it. It's the foundation. Here's the thing. Let me just put it in layman's terms because I'm all about practicality. Right? If I wanted to cut my beard to make everything pristine, guys, I could do that right now. But I would. But in foundationally, I would be like, I don't like that. Right? But I'm willing to take the hit I'm willing to grow the little gray hairs in and take the hits. And there's going to be a season where people are going to look at me and they're going to be like, oh, he looked real scraggly. I'm going to be like, but just wait a minute.
Right.
Hold on.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Put some foundation in it. And once I get that foundation in it, guys, I'm willing to take those hits. See, that's what wise means. Wise means you're not concerned about what other people think about you.
That's what ends up happening.
Only thing matters is that you know. So man, how do we move forward?
You can't please everybody.
No,
I
you
think
can't,
that's
man.
One of the biggest things. If you want to, because I know that I have a heart for real. I just want everybody in the world to get along. But I realize that's not real. That's not real life. And so a lot of times what ends up happening is that can backfire on me big time. But I realized that in life, and many times, we just want to please everybody. And you know what? You cannot please everybody, because when you start to please, I saw this quote, I can't remember right now. But when you start to try to please everybody, you start to lose yourself, okay? You can't. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot please everybody in the world. So just pay attention to what God is telling you and realize that, you know what? Everybody is not going to like what you do. Okay, not everybody is. You got to remember, if Jesus was persecuted, then guess what? You will be too. When you stand, you got to either stand for something or you're going to fall for everything. And so at the end of the day, when you stand for what God is telling you to do and you move in your purpose and you don't worry about what other people are thinking, what other people are saying, and you just go for it, then know that God's got you and you got to do and go out and accomplish everything that you were intended to accomplish. But you got to get yourself to thinking that way. And not allowing that negativity to come in and to take you off your game. And I had to get myself to that place.
Absolutely.
For real.
I was right. I wanted you to get to that place, but I knew that I couldn't push her to that place. I just had to let her know that I'm here for you whenever you're ready to move forward.
Right.
And I had to let her get to that place on her own. And God works in mysterious ways. And I see you 614, 60 seconds. We're going to bring you in as well. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways, but when God starts to prompt you guys, don't wait, okay? There's some things that he's giving you right now, and you're getting them, and you're not putting them into play because there's that little spirit on your shoulder. Remember, the devil was an angel, right? There's that little devil on your shoulder that's basically telling you, don't do that. They're not going to like it. Don't worry about it. Don't do it. And the longer you wait, the more you get talked out of it. How do we know? Because it's happened. Guys, you know, we've been in this industry for a while, but we've spent a long time doing personal development. And one of the things you ask yourself is, you know, why am I not using this PD that I have inside of me? It's in me. So what good is it in me if it doesn't come out of me?
Right. And right? What you don't use, you lose.
Right. Right. So man, this is fitting.
Straighten up,
because you guys always hear me talk about that power curve, right? You know, you can have a curve. You got the curve. You got the power curve, guys, and then you got the law of distance. It's the quickest way from point A to point B is a straight line. So the curve is what everybody is on, right? So I'm sitting here saying to you now, we're saying straighten up.
Right.
Straighten up. Everybody's on that curve. If you know that you want different, you got to do different, why are you still on that curve?
Right.
It doesn't become a power curve until you start taking back your power, right?
Good.
You're taking back your power now. Now you're on the power curve. And as you can see, man, the curve is here for them. Then your curve starts getting here. And every day as you start to move and groove in that thing and you start to do the things that God is telling you to do, as you can see, that curve starts to get more and more shallow.
That's good.
It gets shallower, because now you're doing what God is telling you to do. Not what somebody else is telling you to do that's contrary to what God is telling you to do. Or maybe you don't even have that connection open yet to God, and you're just constantly on the curve, and you think you're moving, you think you're making progress, but you're just moving, right? Progress and movement are two different things. So if you're on that power curve, guys, you're here, and all of a sudden you look at it, and I like the fact that I think about golf, right? Because the best shot in golf, people will tell you arguably is a straight shot, right? But then there's people tell you, I like the draw, I like the fade, you know, I like the cut. There's a lot of different shots
in
golf.
Talking about.
Right, right. So my golfers out there understand what I'm saying, right? But the best ball is the straight ball. When the wind is perfect and everything is good, you hit that straight ball
that
goes
hit.
Up and it lies down, boom, and it's where you want it to be. The quickest way to get from point A to point B is a straight line. And here's the thing. The reason in golf people hit different shots, cuts, and draws, and fades, right, is because of the wind, because of the conditions, right? The reason an airplane doesn't take off in a straight line is because of those very same conditions. It hardly ever takes off in a straight line, right? So it usually goes one way to start going another way, right? But the ideal thing is, you know what? The conditions are great today. Let's just take off and just go where we're going, right? So now you got the air traffic controllers that are telling you can't go this way because there's a plane coming that way, right? You can't go. You got to go here, drop down to 10,000 feet, boom, boom, boom. The beautiful thing about this is God has created a path for us, a flight path, that we don't have to worry about running into anybody else.
Wow.
All we have to do is take the straight route, guys. And that's what we mean when we say straighten up. Stop trying to go left and do a cut shot and a fade shot, and stop trying to work your purpose into everything else here and there. You're trying to hit a ball that flies low and rises up high. We don't have to do that with your purpose. Straighten up. Just go straight. You have a clear flight path. You don't have to worry about all of that. So just go with what God is telling you, but you can't go there until God actually takes you there, right? And I think we just lost our connection. But guess what? We're going to IAO. We're going to get back online. Pam, go ahead.
Oh, wow. Yes, absolutely. You cannot.
It was good stuff. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's
I know.
Stuff.
I get you,
Del. And you got to get ahead of that power curve, just like you were saying. And so, you know, in life, we just have to realize that it's all about us realizing the different things that we need to do in our life, so that we can straighten up. And I can tell you, as I entered my 50s, because I can no longer say almost 50, I am now here, that truly it is definitely a result of, you know, trial and tribulation. It's a result of really this understanding that, you know what, nothing in life is perfect, but that we have to continue to move forward every single day to make sure that we're looking at the things that we need to shift in our life to make sure that we are now straightening things up and listening to what God is telling us to do. So at the end of the day, that path is clear. And what did you say? Because that was really, God has given us all our own flight path.
It's clear skies.
It's clear skies. I love that. He's given us our own flight path for us to now spread our wings, for us to realize that we have wings that were designed to fly. Just like I say, that butterfly, we don't understand the process, but that's the reason why I got this butterfly many years tatted on my back. I don't even really do tattoos like that. But I can tell you that what it helped me to realize is that, you know what, Pam, even though you may not be who you are created to be, you may not even believe in yourself. You may allow fear to stop you, because when I had this tatted on my back, I can tell you I was a very, very fearful woman. I didn't know my purpose. I didn't understand what God had created me to be. But I can tell you there was something on the inside of me that I resonated with the butterfly. And even though I had to go through my process, I had to go through that cocoon stage, that becoming stage, that crawling on the ground stage as a caterpillar, I knew that one day, I was going to become a beautiful butterfly. And so all of us are created to be butterflies. We all are butterflies. And all we got to do is realize that we have our own flight path. And so now it's time for us to straighten up, for us to understand that, for us to spread our wings and to get up every day and to fly as the beautiful butterfly that God created us to be, not worrying about any of the bugs, not worrying about the weather, the rain, the storms, any of that, just getting up every day and making sure that we straighten up, we get on the path that God has created for us. My path might not be your path. Your path might not be Nate's path. But I can tell you, when you are connected to something or someone, and you may be on those individual paths, but yet you got a vision, those paths will definitely connect. But you got to know what's yours. You got to go for what's yours. And you got to realize that God is saying, in this season, it's time to straighten up. Let's get this thing
up.
For real.
Straighten up. Some of you guys
straighten
are flying
up.
Sideways. Like you said, you're flying sideways coming into it, because there are a lot of different things that are affecting you right now that you're allowing to affect you. Remember, control your controls. Nothing happens in your life unless you allow it to happen.
Guys, you're going to break some eggs in order to make some omelets. You're going to squish some tomatoes in order to make some ketchup. That's what happens in life. But the longer you sit around waiting and trying to please everybody else, then the longer your glory, the longer what God has for you sits on the shelf waiting for you to reach up and grab it, right? And it's going to be a transition, but it's just like my beer, guys. You got to be willing to go through the transition.
It is good now.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to come back in a little bit up top. It's got
to
face
you.
I was
like,
oh, in the beginning, it was terrible. Here's the thing, we try different things in life, right? And it's all a part of failure. Like when I try something different with my beer, you know, I'm like, okay, that's cool, but I don't like that, or I want to try something different. I know that I have to transition my way back to that. And because I'm not concerned about how other people view me from the outside on that level, because I know where I am. Don't get it twisted. Everybody loves to be loved.
Right.
Okay. Everybody is concerned. If you weren't concerned about how people view you on the outside, then you would just wake up in the morning, don't comb your hair, don't brush your teeth, and go outside butt naked. You wouldn't even care, right? But here's the thing, you're concerned with it,
right?
Right? It's a major, it's a concern, but it's not a controlling concern,
right?
If you know that you have to switch gears and go in a different direction, then you understand that, man, I'm wiser, I'm smarter, I'm stronger. I'm going to take the hit on that, because it may take me 6 months, it may take me a year, but when I get there, I'm going to be happy with the progress that I've made and how strong I've become over that process. Mm-hmm. And it's about what you need, right? So guys, I want to jump over here to this one, because we've got somebody else on the line today. And if you guys want to call in to wish Pam a happy birthday, guys, it's 646-668-2564. And 64614 is the area code now, I believe. I got the right one.
I just realized you gave me my creative for greatness.
I did. You got your creative for greatness. I'm thinking about all of that, girl. I got you. I got you. 614. You are live on the grind.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. I know who that is.
Happy birthday, Coach Pam. This is Sheila calling in from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you, beautiful.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are 50 and fabulous. Thank you for all that you pour into us. Thank you for your passion, your heart, your soul. Almost get teary-eyed just thinking about the connection that I'm just thankful to know you and to know Coach Nate. I just want to wish you a fabulous birthday. Enjoy your 50s, and this grind today, Straighten Up, has really touched me because I'm getting close to 60. So just have a wonderful day. Enjoy your 50s, and God continue to bless you as you continue to pour into each and every one of us. Love you.
Wow. Thank you, Sheila. I love you, too, from the bottom of my heart. And you know, Nate and I have truly been blessed just watching you, you know, commit to your goals, watching you transform your body, transform your life. And I think there's nothing more fulfilling than seeing people, you know, people grow and seeing people believe in themselves and really just going for something and not giving up. And so I definitely give it right back up to you, because you have definitely been a blessing in our lives, in our team, in our organization. Every time we see you, you're that one that, you know, you're going to show up, you're going to remain committed. And so we are forever grateful to you for that, because without our team, we are absolutely nothing. And so we give God all the glory for just the people who have said yes, who believe in us, and then also believe in themselves. And so thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Love you. Love you to life, and thank you for coming on here and giving me that amazing birthday wish. And just know that the best is yet to come as you approach your 60s, leading by example. I know that God definitely has you as he has us, and definitely that we are going to live our best life ever as we roll up into those 60s, right? So thank you so much. I truly appreciate you. Yes.
You're welcome. Love you. Yeah.
Thank you, Sheila. Love you too.
Yes.
You know, guys, and it's amazing, because when we think about, I always talk about circle, And guys, if you want to dial in again still and wish Pam a happy birthday, 646-668-2564. But I always think about, you know, I always talk about circle and how important circle is. But we're big on partnership. And here's the thing about us, you know.
Right.
There's one thing that comes to mind is being unapologetic, right? And that can sound like an arrogant phrase, but it's a phrase that says I'm unapologetic to achieve my goals, right? Being unapologetic when it comes to achieving your goals means you can never do anything by yourself,
right?
I mean, never. You always got to have somebody. And when it comes to partnership, I think about marriage. And for me, it's marriage.
Right.
For you, it may be a business partner or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Whatever it is, it's partnership. And when I think about my partner, you know, I think about the fact that we're inseparable.
Mm.
And there's nothing that comes before her, right? And I know her heart. There's nothing that comes before me. And when it is, it takes us off balance.
Absolutely.
Right? So, and that's a part of what we were talking about yesterday for what we're doing, guys, balance and everything as well. But it takes you off balance. And it's okay to kind of like lose your balance, okay, and steady yourself, right? You get that. That happens. Everybody gets off balance.
Right.
Right? But here's the thing. Partnership is everybody needs somebody to help them fight. And if you're a husband or a wife out there, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, yeah, you know, and this is a great relationship, then you've got somebody to fight with. Until you show that person that you're willing to fight with them, until you show that person you're willing to lose the fight with them. We don't win everything. Sometimes we lose. It builds character, builds strength.
Right.
I write that down. I just learned can't do this, we can't do that because we'll lose that battle. Let's just do this. And we figure it out together, right? And it's funny because I saw E.T. put up a video the other day, and I love E.T. He's one of the ones I cut my teeth on because I remember him saying, you know, do you know how hard it is? And guys, we got the computer here, and we've got a camera right here that's recording us. So if you see us look up, that's what you see. But, you know, he said, do you know how hard it is to be in your basement and just to be talking to a camera to motivate people, right? And when he was talking about that, you know, it really gravitated me toward him because I remember when we first started and we were just sitting here looking in our computers recording stuff,
right,
you know, and not knowing who was ever going to see it, throwing it on YouTube. But when so that's why I respect E.T. the way I do. But I heard him talking about something the other day and he put up this video and I loved it so much. I watched it and I almost cried, right, because it was a lion. It was a lion that was a part of a pride and it was a young lion. He had his mane in. He looked like a boom. He was there. And he said, you know what? I got this. He said, so he took off from the pride. And he went on his way. And he was like, I'm good all by myself. I'm good. And as he left and went, he ran into a pack of hyenas, about 15 or 20 hyenas,
mm.
right? And so these hyenas noticed, okay, where is he? I don't see anybody else around him. Why is he here? So they immediately smelled blood. They ran up on him. They started to kind of attack him. You know, hyenas attack one at a time. Right. And that's kind of like what's going to happen to you when you start trying to do your own thing. People are going to attack you. Right. But he was out by himself. This is a twofold message. OK, I want to talk about being fearless and also having a great partner. Right. Because the hyenas were attacking him left and right. They were biting him. He was still strong. He was still trying to bite him. He would grab one of them and maul them. But it was a lot of them.
Wow.
And that's what's going to happen when you start doing your own thing. The world's going to come at you, and the world's going to tell you that you can. And so many people are going to talk trash about you behind your back. So many people are going to start saying things about you that you know aren't true. But what do?
You stay focused.
You stay focused. You allow your character to precede you,
right?
So what happens? This lion, he's out, and the hyenas are attacking him. And when they're attacking him, he starts to feel like, okay, man, I shouldn't have been out here by myself. And I'm getting ready to get killed by this pack of hyenas. And they were
furious. They were like, we got him now. We got him. We got him. And they were attacking him, and then he looked in the horizon, right? He looked in the horizon, and he saw one lion come his way.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. He saw one lion coming his way. And the lion was coming up like, I got you, bro. I got you. And when the lion started to get closer, as the closer the lion got, he started to get more and more confident. He started to beat more and more the hyenas. By the time the lion got there, the hyena said, you know, we don't got him no more. We got to run away. And he came up to the hyena, to the other lion, and they're rubbing heads, and they're like, you know, I got you, man. You shouldn't have strayed that far from me, but I got you. You know, we're good. We're together. Let's stay together. And the hyenas, it was just two of them. He was still, they were still the king of the jungle, but everybody needs somebody. When you have a partner, and your partner is your husband, your wife, your business partner, until that person knows that you got their back, until that person knows that you're willing to get in a fight with them and fight, then it's all for naught. But you got to make sure that you got a partner. You got a partner for a reason. Don't let anything or anybody come between your partner. Because if you do, you get weaker. Because the very thing that came between you and your partner is the very thing that will tear you apart. You got to make sure, guys, that you stay strong together. And people may not understand this, okay? They may not understand it, but guess what? Down the road, they'll understand it. And it's okay. You got to take the hit. It's the foundation. It's what happens. When you strike out on your own and start doing things, guys, there's gonna be some things that are going to happen. You're going to take some hits. But you got to know, I got to stay the course. Somebody's coming. I know my partner's here. All I got to do is wait, hold on for a little while longer, and they're coming. And every time they'll come. So, guys, you got to stay powerful in this thing, man. Understand, we're advocates for partnership. And that partnership is not always a marriage. It's not always boyfriend and girlfriend. It just may be a business partnership. Whatever it is, show your partner, right? Show your partner, whoever that partner is, that I'm here. We're together. We're doing this together. And that means frequency. If your partner's still on the same frequency as you, you guys are invincible. When that frequency, when that dial gets turned, you lose frequency.
Right.
And you can no longer identify and resonate with this, with that person or that situation. And that's when you have to maintain the frequency that you're on. Right? So,
wow.
So guys, I want to flip over.
Wow.
So I want to go, now I want to go to the to the 786. We have the 786 out there, guys.
Miami.
And it's Miami. You are absolutely live. Hold on one sec. You are live on the grind with the birthday girl, Pam McCray.
Blessed morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Jimmy. We hear you.
Awesome. Happy birthday to ya. Y'all, I can't sing, but, you know, it's a joyful noise. I definitely. I definitely learned that from you, Coach. And I'm here at the hospital, and I'm like, you know, I'm typing in online, I'm typing in on Facebook, happy birthday. But I was like, man, I want Coach to hear my voice. I want her to hear my voice and me tell her happy birthday. So I'm going to punch fear in the face and get online and tell her happy birthday from my voice. So I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you, Coach Pam and Coach Nate. You know, that inspiration that you guys, you know, you pour into me particularly. You know, I look at you like a mom in a way, you know. You know, I have my mom, but she just doesn't have that, you know, mindset that I'm getting from you guys, and that's okay because she's learning from me now the things that I'm learning from you. And so I want to, and she's all love, and I do learned that from her. But you, Coach, you know, you're like a spiritual leader to me, you know, the knowledge and definitely body goals, because, Coach, you know, all respect, you're killing it. You're like a whole meal. You're like a whole meal, Coach. So, so I'm like, I definitely, you know, love my coach, Gemini love, and I just want to say I appreciate you. I love you with the bottom of my heart.
Wow. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for stepping out of work for a moment just to wish me happy birthday. I love you from the bottom of my heart, too. You, too, are an incredible young lady, a woman that, I mean, I remember, like, yesterday when I first met you, and you were just so shy, so you know, quiet and somewhat afraid. But I'm literally, Nate and I have watched you grow. We've watched you become fearless. We've watched you continue to push. We've watched you to say, you know what, no matter what adversity, I'm going to continue to believe. And so just knowing that, you know what, against all odds, you get up every day and continue to fight, continue to grow, and to continue to shine like the beautiful butterfly that you are, truly shine upon our heart. And so thank you so much for that amazing birthday wish. Love you, love you, love you. And definitely appreciate you taking the time to wish me a very happy birthday today. So thank you.
Thank you, Jamise.
Yes.
It was very, very sweet of you.
You're welcome. Welcome, Coach.
Thanks.
Love y'all.
Love you, too.
You, too. And you know, thank you guys for, you know, for dialing in and actually telling, you know, Pam happy birthday, because believe it or not, you know, she loves, you know, the happy birthday wishes. Everybody does. You know, everybody loves their due season. And, you know, today is her day, and we're going to make it a special day, you know. And, you know, all of you guys just tuning in on the ground with us today, you know, means a lot to us, and taking time out of your busy schedules to actually listen to us. You know, man, we love you guys for that. And one of the things that Pam and I learned, you know, from day one is humility. And everybody's definition of humility is not the same. But at the end of the day, we understand that we're thankful for the people that helped us get where we are. We're thankful for the people that are helping us with gears from day to day. And we pour into the people that are closest to us that will allow us to pour into them, you know, as much as we can, because that's our heart. You know, we understand that where we are, we didn't get there by ourselves, right? So we want to make sure that we're giving back, you know, to the same community that helped us get where we needed to be, you know, and we're not even where we want to be yet, right? So it's still a growing process for us. And in terms of partnership, you know, guys, it's a matter of understanding. When I look at Pam, I see her, I was just waiting on her to get to 50, right? I was chomping at the bit. When is she going to hit 50? Because, you know, she was giving me such a hard time. So now she's here at 50 with me. So now we can make the second half our best life ever.
Absolutely.
You know, so some things that we know we're going to apply this between now and the next 10 years. So by the time we hit 60, hopefully before then, you know, guys, you probably won't see us online a whole bunch at all, because we'll be somewhere in the Maldives living our lives doing what we do. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, when I look at Pam, I say, you know, this is my partner through anything, right?
Yes.
No matter what, I don't care what
through
I'm
everything.
Doing, this is my
we
this
have
is the ultimate
definitely
partner.
Definitely stood the test of
right.
time, and every test, nothing can shake or break us. It just
right.
makes us stronger.
Makes us stronger. And when I think about her, I look at her gifts and her talents, and I always want to. I always want to bring those gifts and talents out, because I never want to believe that I outshine her, and she never wants to believe that she outshines me. We shine together.
Yes.
But here's the thing that a lot of people get I guess wrong when it comes to marriage and partnerships, is that each person is an individual. Okay, no matter how you slice it, Pam is her own person. I am my own person. I don't know why people think that I dictate for Pam, but I don't. Pam is very much her own person. She does whatever she wants to do when she wants to do it. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty much the person that says that pushes her to do it. My only thing is to make sure what's best for the family unit, right? And she's there to make sure I'm doing what's best for the family unit.
Right.
So it's a system of checks and balances.
Absolutely.
She's her own
Absolutely.
Person. I'm my own person. We're both powerful apart,
When Pam is apart, I can promote whatever Pam does. I can promote whatever she does by herself, ladies and gentlemen, and promote it and understand that I'm not concerned about her outshining me.
Right.
I'm not concerned about her getting more than I'm getting. Right? Because I know that this is my partner. Whatever happens to her shows, reflects me as well. So I want her to be powerful by herself, right? But whenever I'm by myself, guys, Pam is going to promote me in whatever I do.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter what it is, how small it is, how big it is, she's going to promote me. And that's because we're not in competition.
Yeah.
And we're great apart. We're great on our own, right? But we are.
That we mentality.
We are powerful together.
More powerful.
So for those of you out there that have a partner, be it marriage or business partner, whoever that is, always be humble enough to understand that you are not the juice in the partnership. You're not the juice. Ladies, stop saying you're the better half. Men, stop saying that you're the better half. You're not. You're a half of a whole. If you decide that at some point in time, by some means, something happens and you guys are no longer together, then you're on. But together, you are not the juice. That's one of the things that you don't give up, but you combine the power that both of you have to create the vision and to meet the vision.
Right.
And you create the goals together. But here's the thing. You have to figure out what your partner's strength is. I know what her strength is. I know what her challenges are, and vice versa for me.
It really is.
Right?
His strength and his
strength. Yeah. So if you know that, then there's nothing that you can't overcome together, because now I know what affects her, she knows what affects me, and she can be there bridging the gap for me when I need her to bridge that gap, and I can be there bridging the gap for her when I need to bridge that gap. So this thing is all about bridging gaps, ladies and gentlemen, and helping each other get where we need to be, and that's exactly what the epitome of this show is bridging the gaps. And hopefully we've helped some people bring gas on the show. Hey, Pam?
Yes, I think we did. Straight up. In this season, yes, at the age of 50, and today, as I celebrate my 50th birthday, I say it is time to definitely straighten up, because you know what? In this season, we have to understand that we have everything that we need. We have everything that we need on the inside of us, around us. And God is saying, I've given you everything. The battle is already won. Now you got to get up, go to work, do what you need to do in order to now fulfill the purpose that I've given you here on this earth. And so I am just excited to, yes, be celebrating another year. And I'm gonna say, you know what? Somebody needs to tell AARP they are so wrong. Stop sending out them letters. Like, for real, AARP, they know they wrong. Why?
They're like vultures
sitting there waiting for you to hit 50. They're like,
boom.
Hello, are you ready for
50? Some people say they get it at 40, though.
Senior citizen discount.
Yeah,
I'm
some
like,
people,
I am not
they pre-stalk. They pre-stalk you.
All right, age is nothing but a number. I can tell you, yes, I am hitting 50 today. All right, but I feel like I am in my 20s. I think I look like I'm in my 30s, all right? As a matter of fact, I was talking to a guy last night when I went to the store, you know, and I said, it's my 50th birthday tomorrow. He's like, what? No, you look like you're in your 30s. He said, how old do you think I am? I said, you look like you're about 32, right? He said, no, I'm 26. I'm
it's
like,
a loaded question,
okay,
always.
It's
a loaded
weird
question.
You know, I get that all the time. But at the end of the day, yeah, AARP, they're not right. They need to stop sending out them letters to people before their 50th birthday, so they're now. But I can tell you, it will help you with understanding that by the time you reach 50, your wisdom should be kicking in to tell you, hello, what did you do? What have you accomplished? And what do you need to do? Okay,
straighten up.
I can tell you, straighten up.
Straighten up.
Straighten up, man. Fly right. That's
what I'm telling
you.
Straighten up, fly right.
That's right.
Right?
Straighten up and fly right, for real.
So, guys, bend that curve. Get there as quick as you can. Stop allowing the outside things, guys, to come in and throw you off what you're supposed to do. Better yet, guys, take the hit. Start something different. Start tapping into the you that God created you to be. If you need help discovering that, guys, that's exactly what this show is, guys, to help you discover the God, the person that God created you to be. Guys,
absolutely.
And you know, if you want to know more about Pam and I, guys, go to meetthemcraves.com.
and you'll be able to hear, you'll read more about us, about what we do, and things of that nature, guys. And if you want to
Know how I am fit, fabulous, and fly at 50, y'all, and y'all don't know about them products, y'all, right? Y'all don't know about that 3033, right? Then y'all should be sending me a DM or sending whoever may have shared this live with you a DM saying, woo, tell me about them products, because how am I feeling good? How am I looking good? All of that good stuff, and able to work out for my 30 minutes a day and get the body that I desire. I'm still not there yet. I got some work to do. But y'all got to definitely give me my props for what I've been able to accomplish. And all you got to do is say, you know what, tell me about that 3033. What is that 30 minutes for 30 days with them three products? Okay.
Well,
right. No. I'm not doing nothing on my birthday.
Okay. So we're not having no conversations tonight.
No
conversations tonight.
I'm not doing nothing on my birthday.
I learned this when you guys learned it. Okay.
Tune in. Y'all just send a DM. You can tune in somewhere. We always got something going on, all right? But Pam McCray won't be tuning in nowhere tonight, okay?
We're going to be laying up somewhere chilling.
Right.
So man, we love y'all. But, man, honestly and truly, you know, one of the things that Pam and I always love to do, guys, is pour into and anybody that will listen because of our life experiences. We're not saying that we have the market corner on wisdom. Guys, we're just giving you what we have.
Right.
There are some people out there that are older than us, maybe further along than us, maybe younger than us and further along than us. Who knows? But, you know, we strive every day to find those people and attach ourselves to those people. But we don't let any grass grow under our feet going the wrong direction. Oh. At this point, this stage in our life, guys, you know, at this stage in our life, guys, we are most definitely going to stay on the right path. No matter what, as they say, hook or crook. All right?
Absolutely.
So if you're on the phone line,
right.
Just send a,
here,
are you 678?
Yeah,
678. Okay, she didn't raise her hand, but I got you. All right, so you are live on the grind with the birthday girl, Pam McCray.
Happy birthday, Coach.
Thanks,
I just wanted to say thank you so much for pouring into me, and that butterfly tattoo, definitely, I have one as well on my back, and you definitely have been the inspiration to me to just fly higher, fly straight. I thank you and Coach Nate for pouring into me continuously, even when I thought about giving up, just not on the business, but on myself. You guys have definitely motivated me to be a better coach, a better person. And I just love you guys. I follow you guys so much, and it's more so not so much sometimes for the business, but for personal inspiration. And you guys are definitely great. I thank you guys so much. And I love you, Coach Pam. Happy birthday. 50 looks good on you.
Thank you. I love you, too. From the watching you grow, watching you stretch, watching you become, watching you believe in yourself, and knowing that, yes, you got this has been everything to me. And so I definitely celebrate you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to say happy birthday to me. We love you from the bottom of our heart. And we know that the best is yet to come for you, Miss Lady, because we know for real, oh, yes, you got this. We see it every day. I hear your voice as I talk to you. And so I just can't wait to literally see you become all that God has created you to be. And we can't wait to celebrate you as we all enter this next level and you go get what's yours. So thank you so much.
You know what's great, though? Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jacinda, because Jacinda is one of the people, when I think about Jacinda, I think about Janice. I think about Sheila.
Uh-huh.
I think about, who else? I think about Sonia. Who else that I think that I missed? I think about those individuals that are changing their lifestyle.
Right.
In order to change their life.
Mm-hmm.
And we see you guys doing what you do. And you guys are grinding out there. And you're doing it. And that's what this thing is about. It's about being in your valley season and really grinding, not worrying about the accolades. You're building a body. You're building a foundation. You're building the principles. You're doing the personal development that it takes. That once you get dug up like that diamond,
right?
And you get and people hold you up, you shine bright like a diamond. Right. You're like that bamboo tree that you plant in the ground and it doesn't grow for 8 years. Right. And then all of a sudden when you sprout,
you break ground, and in 8 weeks, you're 80 feet tall, right? That's you. And it's the epitome of what this thing's about, straightening up, understanding that I'm going in the wrong direction, yeah. Right? I have a clear flight path to get to my goals, right, to get to my vision. But if I don't straighten up, it's going to take me until I'm 60, 70, 80 years old to get there, and I can't live my best life ever when I'm not in my best body ever,
right?
So you guys are doing that, and I take my hat off to you guys,
yes,
you know, for
definitely
actually taking those hits and doing what you do with the understanding that I have vision, right? Vision. Seeing the things that are not right now, guys, and knowing that they're going to happen down the road for you guys. Hang in there. Love you
absolutely
guys.
Absolutely, yes.
So,
love you guys.
And
thank
the last
you
thing,
so
guys,
much to everybody,
yes,
for all of the amazing and beautiful birthday wishes. Love you from the bottom of my heart. And truly appreciate it.
And jump in, you know, and jump in, guys. Check us out at meetthemccrazies.com, and we'll be able to, and hit at the bottom. There's a contact section at the bottom. Contact us. Put it, if you want to be live on the grind to discuss anything that may be on your heart, guys, put it in there. Tell us what you want to do, and we'll do a show around what you want to talk about, because this is the people show, all right? Real people, real life, real insight, all right? God bless you guys, man. Have a great day.
God bless you.
We know that sometimes, man, things happen, but guess what? When you start, God said he'll be right there with you, and sometimes it's right in the middle, all right?
Sometimes it seems hard to see, I care for you. And sometimes it's hard for you to see that I'm there with you. Oh, be strong, hold on, and know I'm right there with you. Yeah.
Christ is in him. So that no matter what life brings, he's got us right there in the middle. In the middle, see, that middle is that hard place in which you got to fight and keep on going. But God has us no matter what position we are in. We got to know right there in the middle, he's got us. Just keep on fighting, keep on growing, keep on becoming. Keep on celebrating. Celebrate yourself every single day. Don't wait for a birthday. Celebrate yourself every single day knowing that you got this and that you are moving on purpose, in your purpose, and that the best is yet to come. All right, y'all.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys,
so much. Love you guys from the bottom of my heart for all of the birthday wishes. All of the posts, the text messages, the phone. I called my phone, been ringing off the hook. I have not answered any calls, but y'all know I love you from the bottom of my heart. It's time for us to straighten up. Straighten up.